哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with you all。
我们今天晚上的题目是我的好处不在你以外。
So the topic for tonight is my goodness is nothing apart from you。
我们最近教会的读经都在读诗篇。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Psalms.
诗篇呢是一卷非常特别的书。
A psalm is a very special book.
因为它写的时候呢，是为了给人家唱的，不是只有读的。
Because when it is written, it is meant to be sung.
就好像我们刚刚的赞美诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn we have just sang.
当然，当时候的歌谱已经失传了，我们也不知道他们唱的时候的调是什么。
Of course, the melody of that of the music piece has been long lost, so we don't know what it sounds like.
但是歌词啊，句句都是真理，都能够造就我们的灵命。
But all the lyrics contain the truth, which can edify us.
那其中有一些诗呢，它特别的有意义。
There is one particular psalm that is very meaningful.
那我们今天晚上呢，要学习诗篇的第十六篇。
So tonight we'll study in depth Psalm 16.
诗篇的第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
这里有一个标题啊，叫大卫的金诗。
So here there is a subtitle that says a Midstam of David.
大卫的金诗到底是什么意思？
What does it mean by the Midstam of David?
当然它是一种诗歌的一种调，但是真实的意义现在很难追寻。
It can contain a particular style of the psalm, but it's really hard to define the meaning.
今天如果有弹琴的人都知道啊，那首歌要怎么弹，要怎么表达出来，通常作者会写一些形容词在上面。
So for pianists to play a piece, they will usually look at how the composer had defined that particular piece.
今天的西洋音乐来说啊，大部分这种形容都是意大利文。
For example, most of the Western music piece, they are described in Italian.
那当时啊，唱的时候啊，大卫写的时候也加了一个语调，叫做金诗。
So in the same way, here David had defined this piece with Midstam.
到底这个字什么意思？
What does this word mean exactly?
圣经作者并没有一致的这个看法。
The author had not describe this extensively.
但是这个字的由来呢，可能跟另外一个字有关联。
But this word can be related to another word.
可以把它翻译成为雕刻的意思。
It can be explained as an engraving.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
为什么跟雕刻有关系，或者刻在上面有关系？
What does this have to do with any engraving?
我觉得很有可能是啊，这首诗歌你要唱出来的时候，一定要有好像刻在人家心里面那种感动。
I would imagine that when someone would sing the psalm, it is like carving these lyrics into one's heart.
一定是很有感情的。
It's filled with emotion.
这个叫做刻在上面。
So this is what it meant by engraving.
我们形容一段感情，刻骨铭心，就是非常的让人家难忘。
So we're describing an emotion that engraves deep into our heart.
我们对神呢，应该也有刻骨铭心的这种感动。
So our emotion toward God should have the same engraving feeling.
当你被他的爱深深的感动。
When we are deeply moved by the love of God.
那你对他的爱也会感动神。
Then we will also be moved deeply.
所以我们今天晚上为什么来聚会？
This is why we come to the house of the Lord.
因为我们被神的爱感动了。
Because we have been moved by the Lord.
我们想亲近他。
We want to draw near to Him.
这首诗歌的第一节这样说。
In verse 1 it says,
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
那我们把这首诗歌呢分成三段。
And we can categorize this psalm into three segments.
Next slide. 第一段呢，我们把它读第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 to 4 is the first segment.
就是我们可以把它组织称之为神是我的主。
And the subtitle of this can be called God is my Lord.
第二段呢，可以从第五到第八节。
And the second segment contains verse 5 to 8.
我们可以把它称之为神是我的产业。
We can call this God is my inheritance.
第三个部分呢，从第九到十一节。
And thirdly, from verse 9 to 11.
我们可以把它称之为神是我永远的福分。
We can call this God is my blessing forever.
这三点呢，其实归纳起来是我们信仰的跟神的关系的重点。
These three points collectively makes up our faith toward God.
你对神是什么的认识？
What is our understanding toward God?
你为什么拜神？
Why do we worship him?
你为什么把他看得很重要？
Why do we see him as important?
因为你了解了这三点。
Because we understood these three points.
你深深地相信这三点。
We deeply believe in these three points.
这三点也可以形容你跟神的关系。
And these three points can also describe our relationship with God.
那我们再来看第一节到第四节啊。
So let's read verse 1 to 4.
我们一起来读第一节到第四节。
Let's read together verse 1 to 4.
一二三。神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。二。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。第三节，论到世上的圣名，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。第四节，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。这一段呢，重点呢，就是神是我的主。
So the key here is God is my Lord.
这是在第二节里面所说的。
And that is described in verse 2.
也是我们今天晚上的主题。
And it is also our title for tonight.
就是我们生命当中一切的好处啊，都不可以离开神的。
That my goodness is nothing apart from you.
我们先来看看为什么诗人大卫他有这种感动。
So let's look at what.Why did David, the psalmist, have this inspiration?
这首诗是大卫写的。
This is written by David.
大卫本来出生一个很普通的家庭，是一家小孩子当中排行最小的老幺。
David is the youngest child who came from a common family.
他如果没有神特别的拣选的话，他的人生大概就是很普通，一辈子就是跟着羊做一个牧羊童。
Without the special choosing of God, he would probably live an ordinary life like a shepherd.
但是神拣选他。
But God chose him.
让他有机会可以打死哥利亚。
That he is able to defeat Goliath.
哇，他就一个晚上就出名，全国都认识他了。
And overnight he became very popular.
这是神的安排。
This is the arrangement of God.
因为神早就拣选他以后当王，代替那个不听话的扫罗。
Because God had already chosen him to be the king that will replace Saul.
但是扫罗要追杀他。
But King Saul wanted to kill him.
如果不是神保守大卫。
By vision for God's preservation,
他也不晓得已经死了几次了，哪有机会当王啊？
He would have probably died over so many times.
但是因为神与他同在，
But because God abided with him,
他可以顺利当王。
He was able to become king.
但是他当了王之后，虽然很成功，
Although he was successful as a king,
但是他也曾经得罪神，犯罪。
He had also sinned against God.
那如果没有神的原谅，
Without the forgiveness of God,
他可能也是失去一切。
He would have lost everything.
可能自己的生命也没有。
Perhaps his own life.
王位也没有。
Or his kingship.
但是因为他愿意悔改。
But because he is willing to repent.
神又把他带回来，愿意让他继续当王。
God brought him back and allowed him to continue to be king.
所以大卫他的一生的这种总结。
So you can see the life of David.
就是得与失之间呢。
That is the between gaining and losing.
没有神，我得不到一切。
Without God, he cannot gain anything.
没有神，我也没有办法保住一切。
And without God, he cannot keep anything.
但是就算我得到一切，
And even though he gained everything,
你跟我把神让我交换，我不要神给一切，他也说不要。
He would never give up anything that he has over God.
因为他觉得神还是比神给我的一切还更重要。
Because God is far more important than all his possessions.
你看英文这句话所说的 ，My goodness is nothing apart from you. 哈。这个中文呢，应该翻成我的好处，如果离开了你就没有任何意义了。
So verse 2 says, My goodness is nothing apart from you.
哇，这句话值得我们思考。
This is worthy of our consideration.
我们一生人当中不是一直在追求好处吗？
Isn't our entire life is to seek for goodness?
每天马路当中那么多车。
We see so many cars on the road every day.
我前几个礼拜从多伦多回来。
A few weeks ago, I just came back from Toronto.
多伦多有一条高速公路叫401，那个最繁忙的交通要道。
There is a very high traffic highway called Highway 401.
一条线呢，一个方向有六条管道。
There are 6 lanes in total in that highway.
两边加起来12条。
Altogether, 12 going both ways.
我们温哥华的一号路也没有那么繁忙。
a And a Highway 1 cannot compare to that.
啊，当然，401是最忙的，大卡车、小车、普通轿车，什么车都有。
So you see, that's a very high traffic highway. Contains all sort of vehicles.
有东往西，有西往东的。
There's some going east, some going west.
但是这些车在追寻什么？
Where are these cars going?
无论是哪一个方向。
And what direction they're going?
他们都是追求两样东西。
They're often pursuing two things.
就是名。
Fame.
就是利。
And power.
就是人生追求的好处。
These are the two goodness that men would seek.
车子开那么快，就是要怕了要落后别人，要少了好处。
They want to drive so fast so that they don't miss out on the goodness.
但是大卫他的一生有一个结论。
But David has a conclusion in his life.
他要告诉我们后来的人。
He told us,
你就算得到世界的好处,
even though you would gain the whole world,
如果没有神在你生命当中,
without God in your life,
你的一切好处就等于没有好处, 都是白白的, 没有用,
all this goodness you gain will be in vain.
真的, 我们思考一下,
truly, let's think about this.
你赚到很多钱,
you may have gained a lot of money,
但是如果没有神同在,
but without the abundance of God,
你会快乐吗?
Will you be happy?
你有安全感吗?
Would you have a sense of security?
这个世界越有钱的人越没有安全感。
In fact, those who are more wealthy, they have less sense of security.
所以他们不满足，所以要更多的钱。
Because of the less sense of security, they want to gain more money.
你看快乐享受。
Let's look at happiness and enjoyment.
这也让我们很快乐。
Sure, it will make you happy.
但是如果你没有认识神。
But if you don't know God,
一切的快乐到最后都是虚空。
All this happiness will come into emptiness.
没有太大的意义。
And it's meaningless.
名跟利都是一样。
Fame and power is the same thing.
所以大卫知道这一点。
And David knew very well.
所以他要告诉后世代的人啊。
Therefore, he told the later generation,
我的好处如果离开了神，如果跟神没有了关系，跟神疏远了，一切我好处都是没有用的。
If I were to distance away from God, then all this goodness would be for nothing.
好，我们来看下一个图啊。有人这样形容，你看这个数字啊。
Let's look at the next slide here.
这里是几个零啊
？How many？
一之后有九个零啊。
There are 9 zeros here.
哇，这个数字很大。
This is a huge amount.
有多少？11。
That's 1 billion.
很多啊。
That's a big number.
但是如果你把那个一拿走呢？
But if you were to take away that first digit,
有人形容了，你把那个一拿走，那这个数字就剩多少？
If you were to take away the one, what would you have left?
你可能说我还有九个零啊。
You say I have 9 zeros left.
九个零也是零。
Well, 9 zeros is still zero.
学个数学都知道，你一百个零都没有用，一百个零也是零。
Mathematically, we all know, no matter how many zeros you have, at the end of the day, it's still a zero.
你没有前面那个一，你后面的都是没意义。
Without the first digit, it's useless.
这个是来形容诗篇十六篇第二节这句话。
And this is also used to describe Psalm 16 verse 2.
神啊，你是我的主啊。
God, you are my Lord.
我的好处不在你以外。
And my goodness is nothing apart from
you. 如果我有世界所有的好处。
If I have all the goodness of this world.
但是我不认识你。
Yet I do not know you.
一切都是枉然。
All these will be in vain.
很可惜，大卫自己的儿子所罗门却不了解这句话。
Unfortunately, the son of David did not understand this truth.
所罗门比大卫更有钱。
Solomon is much more wealthier than David.
比大卫更有名。
And more he has a lot of fame as well.
甚至对世上的智慧比所罗门比大卫还知道更多。
And he is way much wiser.
但是到他没有追求神。
But he did not pursue God.
到最后他的人生他自己形容就是零，就是虚空这个字。
At the end, he can only describe his life as vanity.
那么一下他快要离开世界，他觉得说我一切都没有意义。
Before he departed from the world, he realized everything is meaningless.
当然要到他离开，快要离开世界，老的时候回头一看，哎呀，觉得很虚空。
And this is what he saw when he looked back into his life, that everything is so empty.
好，我们来看《生命记》的第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
生命记六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
For hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这句话是圣经里面跟神关系最重要的一句话。
This is the most important words regarding God.
最重要一句话。
Most important one.
以神学上来说，这告诉我们，我们所拜的神是独一真神，不是三位一体，是独一的，只能够用一来形容他。
tells us that the God that we worship is the one true God, it's not Trinity.
那从信仰上来说，我们跟神的关系，你也要把神当成你的唯一。
From a faith perspective, we should also treat God as the only one.
不单只是一，还是唯一，你只有一位神。
Not just one, but the only one.
没有代替的。
There's no replacement.
就好像你跟你的配偶。
Just like your spouse.
你自己认定的，这个是你拣选、你结婚的，你的配偶就是你的唯一，没有人可以跟他比较，没有人可以得到跟他同样的关注。
When you choose to marry your spouse, he or she will be your spouse forever.
你不能把你对他的爱跟别人一样的、同等的给别人，不行的。
And your love for him or her cannot be comparable to other people.
你对你的配偶的关注、的爱、跟包容、跟牺牲，一定是唯一的。
Your love, your sacrifice, and your embrace to your spouse is the only one.
如果你不是唯一的，跟别人一样，那你就有问题了。
If it is similar to other people, then there is a problem.
好，那我们对神有没有把他看成我们的唯一？
Now, do we see God as our only one?
那如果你没有把神当成是你的唯一，
If you don't treat God as our only one,
只是把神当成是很多你生活当中很多方面的其中之一。
Or perhaps God may be just a solution among the many.
或者是神跟你的事业一样，一样都好，一样重要。
Or maybe God is equivalent to your career.
神跟赚钱一样重要。
Or God is the same as earning wealth.
神跟你的享受，跟你的娱乐一样重要。
Or maybe God is equivalent to your enjoyment.
那你的信仰一定是出问题了。
Then your faith will have a problem.
你一定体验不到神的同在。
You will not experience His abidance.
好，这里说神是独一的主。
So here says that the Lord is one.
还有特别强调主这个字。
And here emphasize the word Lord.
原来从旧约当中已经形容神是我们的主。
In the Old Testament, God has been described as the Lord.
主就是主人的意思。
The Lord it means the master.
既然是主人就有主权。
A master would have his authority.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
你属于他的。
You belong to him.
你不是属于你自己的。
You don't belong to yourself.
这个才叫主人啊。
This is what it means by master.
这个是旧约里面这一种主人跟仆人的关系。
This is the description between the relationship of a master and a servant.
他拥有你的主权呢，生命你的主权呢。
He has sovereignty over you.
那这个是很重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
我们有没有把神当作我们的主人？
Do we treat God as our master?
就是有那，你没有把自己的生命的主权交出来呢？
Have you hand over your sovereignty over to Him?
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你做什么事情，你不是说我想做什么。
Whatever that you do, you don't say that I want to do this.
你没有认识神之前，你自己想做什么做什么。
Before knowing God, you would do whatever you wish.
你喜欢什么就喜欢什么。
You could like whatever you like.
但是既然你决定要信主了。
But now you decided to believe in God.
你要信神了，你要把神当你的主了。
Since you believe, then God will become your master.
你有没有把你的主权交出来啊？
Have you surrendered your sovereignty?
不是神喜不喜欢的，不是我喜不喜欢，是神喜不喜欢我做这件事情。
It's not about whether I like it or not, but whether what God likes.
神喜欢我讲这种话吗？
Does God want me to say these words?
神喜欢我看这种东西吗？
Does God like it when I watch these things?
神喜欢我去这种地方吗？
Would God like it if I go to these places?
神要我赚这种钱吗？
Does God want me to earn these kind of money?
你什么时候都要想到神。
So every time you need to think about God.
这个就是把神当主。
This is what I mean by having God as our master.
大卫他一生那么成功，只有抓住一点。
David is a very successful person, and he caught on one point.
这些东西不是他自己争取的。
He didn't earn all these by himself.
他一辈子就是把神抓着，你是我的主人。
In his whole entire life, he had hold on to the fact that God is his master.
结果神其他需要的东西都赐给他。
And God naturally gave him everything he needs.
但是今天很可惜，很多人信神不是把神当主人。
But unfortunately, a lot of people who believe in God does not treat him as their master.
今天很多人把神当仆人呢。
A lot of people treat God as their servant.
神啊，我要的你一定要给我。
God, give me what I want.
要照我的想法来给我。
Do it according to my will.
我的时间你要听我的。
And do it according to my time.
如果你不听我的，我祷告没有功效，或者是我的时间你没有这个时间之内帮我解决，我不拜你了。
If you don't listen or you don't grant it to me at this time, then I won't believe in you.
或者是呢，他信主的目的就是为了要得到一些好处。
Or perhaps his goal in believing in God is to gain all this goodness.
希望神来为他达成某一些的愿望。
he was hoping that God would help him achieve his hope.
帮他生意做大一点啊，房子住大一点啊。
So that he can gain a more successful business or live in a larger house.
这个不叫信神。
This is not believing in God.
真正的信神，像大卫这里所说的，神啊，你才是我的主啊。
True belief is the acknowledgement that God is our Lord.
当我们认识了这一点。
When we come to understanding this
point, 我们的信仰会完全不一样。
Then our perspective will be different.
你会很平安，那我不是主人，那神是我的主啊。
We feel very peaceful because God is our master.
一切都在主的手中。
Everything is in His hand.
我什么都要问他。
And we should inquire Him at all times.
但是如果你没有做到。
But if we don't do this,
你没有把神当神，没有把主权交给神。
And we don't hand over our sovereignty to God.
你会出现一个问题。
Then we'll come across this problem.
这是在第四节。
That is in verse 4.
十六章的第四节。
Psalm 16 verse 4.
第四节，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所交奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。我把这个用红字加出来哈。如果你以别神代替真神的，
If you were to replace God,
你的愁苦会加增。
Your sorrow shall be multiplied.
我先看头一句，以别神，什么叫别神？
So what does it mean to seek after another God?
以当时的以色列百姓来说，当然有很多很多的偶像。
So during the Israelites' time, there are many idols.
他们不拜真神了，去拜那些用金啊、银啊、用铜啊做出来的偶像。
Aside from worshiping God, they would go and worship idols made out of gold and silver.
把那个看不见的独一真神丢掉了，不拜了。
And they would forsake the invisible God.
当然了，他们的愁苦就增加了。
And indeed, their sorrow did multiply.
他们的敌人就来骚扰他们了。
There are more enemies that would come to attack them.
到最后，国破家亡，什么都没有了。
At the end, they lost everything.
因为他们把神都换了。
Because they have seek for another God.
你很多东西可以换，但是你神不可以换的。
There are a lot of things you can swap around, but not your God.
你房子旧了可以换，但是你不可以换神。
You have an old house, you can just replace your house, but you can't do that to God.
你工作可以换，但是神不能换呢。
You can change your job, but you can't change your God.
今天有人说我没有换神，我还是信耶稣，我还是拜耶稣，我只拜耶稣。
Some may say that I did not change my God. I still only worship Jesus.
但是问题是，今天有很多东西可以取代神的位置。
But the problem is that there are so many things in this world that can replace God.
如果你容许你生命当中任何一件事情取代神的重要性，
and if you allow any of these things to replace God in your heart,
那你会发觉你生活当中你的困难、你的愁苦会越来越多。
Then you realize that your sorrow begin to multiply.
这句话以前我还不太懂。
In the past, I did not understand this word.
但是我思考还有观察很多不同弟兄姐妹的家庭。
But as I reflect and I observe other families,
我发觉有一些人信了主，但是还是很愁苦。
I realize that there are some people who believe in God, yet they are still so sorrowful.
没有平安呢。
They don't have peace.
明明应该是信了神有平安，但是没有平安呢。
They should be having peace after believing.
婚姻也没有平安，孩子没有平安。
There are no peace in their family, in their marriage.
有一些钱赚了不少，但是就是不快乐，就是不平安。
Even though they earn a lot of money, yet they are not peaceful.
很多的问题。
There are so many issues in their life.
有很多的生活也是过得很苦，没有得不到祝福。
And their life are so bitter, and they are not blessed.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们忘记了第四节，十六章第四节。
Because they have forgotten chapter 16 verse 4.
以别神代替真神的。
They have hastened after another God.
没有按照神的话去做。
They have not done according to God's word.
比如说你想赚钱。
For example, if you want to earn money.
当然想赚钱大家都需要赚钱。
Of course, we all need to earn money.
但是你把赚钱看得比神还重要。
But if you see this as more important than God.
聚会也不来。
And if you don't come to attend service.
平常也没有好好读经，没有灵修。
And you don't read the Bible or self-cultivate yourself.
整天的顾着赚钱。
And all you think about is earning money.
把赚钱看的是人生最高目标。
And you see earning money as the highest goal in your life.
整天想要搞投资啊，买这个啊，什么钱滚钱，钱还钱啊。
And all you're thinking about is investing and buying and selling stocks.
房子或者是车子或者是股票，什么一直都不足够。
And you're never satisfied with your stocks, your car, or your house.
你不是没有啊，已经有了，但是你觉得不足够啊。
It's not that you don't have them, you just not, you are not content.
你已经够了，生活当中应该把神放第一位，好好侍奉神才对啊。
But actually, when you have all these things, you should be content and Look at God as the prime.
你还觉得不够。
But yet you feel lacking.
好了，钱就变成你的神了。
Then money has become your God.
你把自己累得死，累得要死。
And you tire yourself out.
然后呢，来到教会就是打瞌睡，想睡觉。
And every time you come to church, you would doze off.
或者根本没有时间来教会。
Or you don't even have time to come to church.
家里整天想的都是钱。
And because all you think about is money.
好了，那整天就搞了这个东西了。
Now that you're you are always thinking about these things.
别人买这个，别人追这个，你也去追了。
Other people will pursue this, and you will follow suit.
看人家发达，你也心里也不甘，你也学了。
And you see other getting rich, and you would try to do the same.
因为钱已经变成你的神了。
Because money has become your God.
你一直想发达。
You just want to be rich.
好了，一下子，那个股市下来了，市场下来了。
And all of a sudden, you see the stock market had crashed.
或者最近这几个月这半年股市不是大跌吗？
Over the past few months, you can see the stock market had crashed.
什么 Bitcoin 啊，什么 Coin 啊，那些全部都大跌啊，股市也大跌啊。
All these digital coins and all these cryptocurrency had all crashed.
你整天想那个东西。
All we think about are these.
一下子你就变得很愁苦了。
And then all of a sudden, we become very sorrowful.
哎呀，我想发达，结果呢，把原来的都失去了。
Initially, I wanted to be rich, and now I have lost everything.
对不对？这个不是愁苦吗？
Isn't this sorrowful?
你没有把神放第一位，你一直追世界。
If we did not prioritize God, and we keep pursuing the world,
这个就是带来愁苦。
All these will bring about sorrow.
那这个不一定是钱。
It may not be money.
有一些人是追世界的成就。
Some people seek for success.
或是名利。
Or fame.
这个都是任何东西代替神的位置。
These things can also replace God.
你就会很愁苦。
And that will also lead to sorrow.
所以如果你现在的生活是愁苦的状态。
So if you are living a sorrowful life.
你很努力，但是你还是很缺乏。
You feel like you have tried so hard, but yet you're lacking.
或者你已经有了，但是你不快乐。
Or maybe if you had all these things, but you're not happy.
你信仰一定是出了问题。
Then there's something wrong with your faith.
你不要只是问神啊，神啊，给我加增啊，给我帮助。你一定是有别的问题，你自己还看不出来。
Don't just ask God to help me or give me even more. There is something wrong with your faith.
很可能是你没有把神当神。
Perhaps you have not treated God as your master.
所以我们要回到最基本。
So we need to come back to the foundation.
你信神到底是为什么？
Why do you believe in God?
有没有把神当主人？
Do you treat him as your master?
还是把你的神当仆人？
Or do you treat him as your servant?
好，那第二段。
The second segment.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我们一起读第五节。
Let's read together.
一二三。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。第六节。
Six.
用省量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。第七节，我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心常在夜间也警戒我。第八节，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。好，这个第五节到第八节呢，讲的是一个重点，就是神。是我的产业。
From verse 5 to 8, the key point here is that the Lord is my inheritance.
这个是接着第一点。当你把神当成你的主的时候。
This is correlated to the first point where when we treat God as our master.
你会突然间发觉原来神就是你最宝贵的产业。
Then we'll come to realize that God is our greatest inheritance.
我们要读清楚啊，这里并不是说神啊，你会给我产业。
So pay attention to this. It's not that God would give us inheritance.
而是这里说神啊，你本身就是我的产业。
But rather, God himself is our inheritance.
当然了，神会给你很多产业了。
Indeed, God would give us some inheritance.
像大卫，神给他很多产业啊。
Like David, he gained a lot of possession.
他当了王之后什么都有了啊，名利还有财产啊，牛羊啊，多得数不过来。
When he became king, he has wealth, power, and fame.
但是在大卫的心中，那些东西一点都不重要，一点都不值得一提。
But in the heart of David, all these things mean nothing to him.
他不是说哇，整天说神啊，你给我多大的这个钱啊，生意啊，牛羊啊，他根本就不是为这个感谢神啊。
He would not go around and brag about all his possession to thank God for these things.
因为在他心中那些东西根本不是重点。
Because that's not the key point in his life.
什么是重点？
What is the key point?
神本身，你就是我的产业。
That is God himself is his inheritance.
这句话很宝贵，是经过人生很多高低谷熬炼所得到的结论。
This is a very precious saying because it had went through a lot of ups and downs of life.
因为在你生命当中
Because in your life,
有很多东西
there are many things.
包括儿女
your children,
包括金钱
your possessions,
都是神给你的东西
all these are given by God.
但是没有办法跟神本身来比较
but those are incomparable to God.
我们看民数记十八章二十节
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记十八章二十节。
Numbers chapter 18.
二十节，耶和华对亚伦说：“你在以色列人的境内不可有产业，在他们中间也不可有份。我就是你的份，是你的产业。”
Verse 20. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in the land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel."
这句话本来是神对亚伦的还有他的子孙讲的。
These words are spoken to Aaron and his descendants.
因为十二个支派里面只有利未支派分不到地土地当产业。
Among the 12 tribes, only the Levites, they are not given a lot.
哇，那你看起来好像很不公平啊，大家都有分到土地，为什么我们没有土地啊？
It may seem very unfair for this particular tribe.
但是神的旨意，因为要他们专心的去侍奉神，所以不给他们土地。
But this is God's will, so that they can concentrate and focus on God.
不是不公平。
It is not about unfairness.
其实也可以说不公平，因为利未人所有的产业更宝贵。
You can say that all the possession of the Levites is the most precious.
别人分到土地当产业。
Other tribe may have their lots of land.
利未支派分到神自己做他的产业。
But Levites, they belong to God.
那一块块土地重要，还是创造天地万物的神做你的产业比较重要？
So are these lands more important than God as an inheritance?
那这土地是有限的。
Those lands are limited.
神是无限的。
But God is unlimited.
但是土地是今生的东西。
The land belongs in the times of this world.
神是给你永生的，今生永生都给你。
But God belongs to eternity.
所以这句话本来是只有对着利未人讲。
So these words are spoken to the Levites.
神是他们的产业。
That God or the Lord is their inheritance.
但是大卫呢也这样相信，我虽然是王，我什么都有，但是神还是我最重要的产业。
And David also believed in this very thing that although I have everything, but God is my inheritance.
一切的物质啊都不太重要。
All materials in this world are not important.
因为一切都会过去。
Because all these will pass away.
我们在教会长大的小时候都会唱过一首诗。
As we're growing up in church, we'll often sing this hymn.
这下一页啊。这首诗歌呢，我没有翻英文，但是呢，它叫做《世界全是我还有耶稣》。
He says that when the world passes away, I still have Jesus.
你们有唱过吗？小朋友有唱过吗
？Have you sang this before, children?
加拿大的小朋友可能没唱过，台湾长大的、香港的，我们都有唱过。
If you grow up in Hong Kong and Taiwan, you probably came across this.
唱给你们听好不好？
And I'll sing.
你们学起来。
And I'll sing this to you.
世界全是。我还有耶稣，父母离世，我还有耶稣，朋友离去，我还有耶稣，我不畏惧，我既平安。你可以翻译一下那个歌词，用英文啊。
So the lyric says that when the world pass away, I still have Jesus. When my parents depart, I still have Jesus.When my friends leave me, I still have Jesus, and I would not leave you, and I will have gained peace.
最近我重新听这首诗歌，得到很感动，甚至有点想哭的感觉。
Recently, when I hear this song again, I was deeply moved to tears.
因为人生活到某一个年纪，你看的东西比较多了。
Because as we age, we see more things differently.
你会发觉人就是这样，你一辈子拥有很多东西，但是到你拥有了之后，你会一样一样失去。
We'll realize that once we gain everything, all these things will depart from us one by one.
你到中年的时候，应该是拥有最多的。
We can say that in our middle age, we have the most.
你可能有稳定的工作。
You probably have a stable job.
有点钱。
You have some money.
有家庭。
You have a family.
有朋友
you have friends.
好了，那你中年过后呢？慢慢你就走下坡了。
But after your middle age, you're going down the slope.
你可能你父母比你先走。
Perhaps your parents will leave you.
他没有办法陪你了。
They can't be with you.
再来呢
？Next.
你自己身体健康也慢慢差了。
Your health will begin to deteriorate.
以前有办法做的事情，你现在没办法做。
You may not be able to do the things you can do in the past.
好，你工作到达某一个年纪，你要退休了，你要跟工作成就说拜拜了。
And the same for your career. When you are reaching to a particular age, then you will need to retire.
如果你退休有一点钱还不错，有一些人退休没钱，那就很可怜。
And if for those who does not have money in the account to retire, that's quite pitiful.
但是有钱有可能因为某一个失败、某一个失误，可能也会失去。
Perhaps you will run into any sort of mistake, and it may cost you a great loss.
可能你爱的人，你的伴侣比你先走。
Perhaps your loved one may leave you.
再来你朋友一个一个也离开。
And your friends will depart from you one by one.
有时候你发觉人生到最后就是一直减，一直减。越来越少，越来越没有东西。
You realize that as you age, you will lose more and more things.
那人把这些东西拿走了，还剩下什么？
So when you take away all these things, what are you left with?
人都以为自己的价值就是有物质、有家庭、有朋友，这是我的价值。
For most people, they value their friends, their families, and their possessions.
其实那些东西有一天都要离开你。
But these things one day will depart from us.
你躺在床上，快要离开世界，你还剩下什么？
As you're lying on your deathbed, what do you have left?
如果每一个人都会想这个问题，
If everyone were to think about this question,
应该在年轻的时候就会抓住神。
They will seize God when they are young.
但是很可惜，很多人不想这个问题。
Unfortunately, not a lot of people ponder on these questions.
但是大卫他就想了。
But David thought about this.
神是我的产业。
God is my inheritance.
就算我有一天我失去一切，
Even though if I were to lose everything,
我还有神啊。
I still have God.
所以就算我失去一切，我也不怕。
So I am not afraid, even if I were to lose everything.
因为那个不是神要给我最重要的东西。
Because these are the things that are not important.
所以一个人应该信主越久，把主耶稣抓得越紧。
So for someone who believes in the Lord for a long time, they will grab hold to God even tighter.
就算主耶稣给你很多东西，你都告诉主耶稣这个不是很重要，不要给我那么多了。
Even God would give you so much, you would say, God, this is not important.
有一天，其实都会失去。
All these will be lost one day.
神啊，你才是我最重要的，你本身才是我的产业。
But God yourself, you are my inheritance.
那神给你的产业是什么？
What are these inheritance?
神本身就是生命。
God Himself is life.
你有神做你的产业，你就有属灵生命。
If you have God as inheritance, you have life.
那他还要给你天国的产业。
He also gives you inheritance in the heaven.
我们看第六节，十六篇的第六节。
Let's look at turn back to Psalms chapter 16, verse 6.
十六章的第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
主耶稣给我们的产业是美好的佳美的产业。
So here, Lord Jesus has given us a beautiful inheritance.
这个世界算得上是佳美的地方吗？
Can we count this world as a pleasant place?
你看温哥华很漂亮，但是你过去几个月没下雨，那草都黄掉了，都死掉了。
You say Vancouver is a beautiful city, but look at this recently without the rain, all the grass are turning brown.
那个空气污染，烧山火，来到这边空气都不能吸啊。
And because of the wildfire, the air quality here deteriorate.
好了，以后呢？如果这个世界真的是打第三次世界大战，真的是核子战争。
And now, if we ever get into World War III,
全世界都是辐射。
Then this whole world will be polluted.
这里也。花园也变成废墟。
All these gardens will be covered in ashes.
或者是海啸、地震。
Or there may be earthquake and tsunami.
很漂亮的城市也可以变成废墟。
A beautiful city will become a ruin.
所以这个世界没有一样东西是佳美的，是永恒的。
So there's nothing that is pleasant or eternal in this world.
但是神给我们的产业实在美好。
But the inheritance that God given to us is so precious.
永恒的，不会变的。
It is eternal and it will never change.
我们看以弗所书一章十八节。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18.
以弗所书一章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18.
一章十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
一起读，一二三。
Together.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。这里是一个祷告，保罗的祷告。
This is a prayer by Paul.
保罗不是祷告信徒哦，工作顺利，身体健康，钱赚多一点。
Paul is not praying for the believers to be rich or to be successful.
你看我们今天代祷名单不是整天在讲这些吗？啊，谁生病赶快好啊，不顺利啊，神帮助他，对不对？
Isn't this the same as our prayer request board here?
但是保罗的 prayer request, 保罗的代祷事项，帮以弗所教会祷告，不是为他们身体健康、长命百岁，或者是克服困难的祷告。
But Paul's prayer request here for the members are not for them to be healthy or to have longevity.
保罗是要祷告，希望神照明他们心中的眼睛。
And he hoped that God may enlighten their eyes.
因为今天很多信徒的眼睛是模糊的。是瞎的
，because many believers' sight are dim or even blind.
明明信了主了，有何等的丰盛的指望，但是他看不见。
Even though they believe and they have this eternal hope, yet they can't see it.
他只看到地上的好东西，地上的好处。
All they can see is the benefit of this world.
哪里有赚钱？哇，孩子怎么可以读的书更好？怎么可以考到好大学？这个就去。
Where there are areas to earn money or a good place for my children to be educated, all these I will pursue.
哪里有东西好玩？
Where there's a good place to enjoy myself.
请假都要去旅游，花钱都要去的地方，他们去。
I will spend all the money to take a vacation to go there.
但是教会开讲机会免费的，没有几个来听。
But when you see when the church holds seminar, nobody comes.
很少人了，不是 nobody 了，很
少。So little people come.
你要花钱的，买的娱乐，哇，都要去。
We spend so much just for other enjoyment.
圣经那么宝贵没有看，但是手机有的没的整天看。
The Bible is so precious. The Bible is so precious. Yet we spend our time on our phone.
教会的圣工哦很忙啊，没有空啊。
As for holy work, we don't even have time for it.
世界的工，老板叫你加班加到几点都愿意。
And when our boss gives us any overtime work, we will accept it happily.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你眼睛是看不清楚。
Because our eyes are dim.
看不到。神给我们的佳美的产业，天国的产业那么美好。
We can't see the inheritance God had given to us, the eternal heaven waiting for us.
但是神是你的产业，天国的产业，你要表现好，你才把它得到啊！你要努力。
We have to strive in order to gain this inheritance.
你当一个没有用的孩子，天父怎么把产业给你？
If we were to become a useless child, we can never gain this inheritance.
天父要分产业，也要看你的表现呢。
The Lord will look at our conduct before He gives us our inheritance.
你在世上的时候，这种表现，以后要得天国的产业，怎么得到？
If we were to behave in this way, then how can God give us our inheritance?
所以我们看回来诗篇十六篇第七节。
So let's turn back to Psalms chapter 16, verse 7.
我们一起读啊，十六篇第七节。
Let's read together, verse 7.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心前在夜间也警戒我。哇，这个很重要，自己的心要一直提醒自己。
So it tells us my heart instructs me.
我们每天要习惯躺下去睡觉之前要想一个问题。
We must have this habit when you lie down in your bed.You need to think of this thing.
你要警戒一下你自己。
Reflect upon yourself.
神啊，我今天的生活，你悦不悦纳？
Are you pleased with my life today?
我今天有没有得到你的称赞？
Have I gained your praise today?
我有没有爱你？
Did I love you?
我没有行在光明当中？
Have I walked in the light?
我的信仰是一直进步还是一直退步？
Is my faith growing or is it falling back?
你不只是说哦要躺下去就睡了，你要警戒你自己啊！
Don't just lie back and fall asleep, but reflect.
你可能生活过得很顺利，但是信仰一直退步。
You may be living a very smooth life, but your faith may be sliding back.
以前可以祷告半个钟头，现在十五分钟你都祷告不下去。
In the past, you may be able to pray for half an hour. Now you can barely pray for 15.
以前没有什么都没有的时候，常常祷告，常常读经，常常聚会。
In the past, when you have nothing, you often come to service and you will pray and read the Bible.
现在什么都有，什么都退步。
And now you have everything, your faith deteriorates.
现在祷告五分钟就打二千。
And now you can't even pray for 5 minutes.
打开圣经就想睡觉。
And when you read the Bible, you fall asleep.
你躺下去，你最好警戒你自己。
So when you lie down, reflect.
你再这样下去，你会得到产业吗？天上的产业你得到吗？
Think about whether you will gain this inheritance.
所以要躺下去的时候要警戒你自己。
So let's instruct ourselves when we lie at night.
神啊，我得到你的喜悦吗？
Am I pleasing in your eyes?
好，如果你要警戒你自己。
So let's instruct ourselves.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这回来第九节。
Verse 9.
第八节啊，第八节，我们一起读一二三。我仗耶和华常败在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不是摇动。这里告诉我们要把神放在我们的面前。
So he tells us to set the Lord before us.
你做什么东西都想到神。
Whatever we do, we need to think about God.
你就会警醒。
then we'll be vigilant.
神就会在你右边帮助你，你就不会摇动，不会摇摇摆摆的。
God will be on your right hand, and He shall not allow you to be moved.
今天很多人的信仰都是摇摇摆摆。
A lot of people waver back and forth.
因为把神放在哪里了？
Because where have they placed God?
把神丢到后面了。
Perhaps behind them.
没有放在前面了。
They did not put God ahead of Him.
好，我们来再看第九节。
Let's continue read verse 9.
诗篇的十六篇第九节，这里讲到第三点，就是神是我们永远的福分呢。
So here talks about the third segment, which is God is our portion.
啊，它是永远的 eternally blessing 啊。
Eternal blessing.
它是我们今生再有永生永永远远的福气。
He is a blessing for us in the present all the way into the eternity.
我们一起读第九章，第九节，十六章第九节。
Verse 9.
一二三。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。十，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣子见朽坏。十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。这是诗人对神更深的一种体会。
This is a deeper experience of the psalmist and God.
你不单只是我的主，
You're not just my master.
不单只是我的产业，
Not just my inheritance.
你是我永永远远最重要的福分。
You are my eternal blessing.
你看第九节这里说，形容一个人信仰把神放最重要的，他会得到一种什么的状态？
So let's look at verse 9. When someone who prioritizes God, what will he see?
那心很欢喜啊。
He will be joyful.
生活当中每天有神同在，感觉很喜乐。
When he have the abundance of God, he would rejoice.
还有呢，他的肉身也会安然居住。
And his flesh will also rest in hope.
有时候我们肉体的健康跟心灵也有点关系。
Sometimes our physical health has to do with our hearts.
你心里很多贪念，很多欲望，很烦躁，你就会烦躁。
If there are a lot of desire in our heart, then we will be very stressed out.
你烦躁，你就会睡不好。
And the more we are stressed, then we cannot sleep.
或者是你烦躁，你就会对身边的人发脾气。
And if we are very stressed, then we will have a bad temper toward others.
这种生活不是神要给你的。
These are not from God.
你可能没有把神放第一位。
Perhaps you have not prioritized God.
你才会搞到自己身也不安，心灵也不安，身体也不健康。
As a result, your wellness mentally, physically is not doing well.
何必弄到自己那么辛苦呢？
So why do you have to be like this?
赶紧回到神是我的主，把神放第一位。
So let's return to God and put God as number one.
重新调整你生活的方式。
Let's adjust our lifestyle.
到最后你就会心欢喜，灵快乐。
At the end, we will be joyful.
肉身也会安然居住。
And our flesh will be resting in hope.
然后再来就第十节了。
And let's read verse 10.
还可以啊，有克服这个死亡的阴影啊。
And we'll be able to leave our soul and will not leave our soul in shame.
啊，克服死亡的阴影啊。
To overcome death.
The shadow of death.
The shadow of death.
人一辈子就是怕死嘛，整天都是想说，哎呀，什么会死，会不会怕
？As men, we're often afraid of death.
但是如果你有神做你的主
，But if we have God as our Lord.
神的好，我们一生的好处不在神以外啊。
Then there is really Goodness is nothing apart from us.
因为有神，说你连死都不怕。
Because if we have God, we won't be afraid of death.
对一般的世人来说，死那一刻就失去所有的好处了。
To most people, death means they will lose everything.
名利享受家庭，什么都没有了。
Fame, power, family, all these will be gone.
所有的东西都带不进坟墓。
All these things you cannot bring into the tomb.
只有自己进坟墓而已。
It will be just you.
你老婆不会陪你进去吗
？Your spouse will not accompany.
孩子也不会陪你进去吗？顶多在上面流几滴眼泪。
No, will your
过几个礼拜就好了，可能。
All they will do is just shed a few tears.
你钱也不能陪你进去坟墓。
Your money cannot accompany you.
只有你自己丢在坟墓里面。
Only you yourself will be in the tomb.
人生多可怜。
How pitiful is this?
这个就是死亡的阴影。
This is the shadow of death.
但是信神的人有复活的盼望。
But those who believe in God will have an eternal hope.
这句话是一个预言。
This is a prophecy.
第一个人能够脱离这种死亡的阴影。
The first person who can escape the shadow of death.
第一个人能够不见朽坏。
The person that would not be corrupt.
谁是神的圣者？
The holy one.
是谁？
Who is that?
我们看《使徒行传》十三篇。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
三十五节。
35.
十三章三十五节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 35.
请读。
35, therefore he also says in another psalm, he will not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
原来啊，保罗在传福音的时候引用了这一个经节。
So here Paul had used this particular verse.
原来这一节是讲主耶稣基督的。
Because this is referring to Jesus Christ.
诗篇原来有很多经节是预言主耶稣基督弥赛亚救主。
There are many psalms that is written by the psalmist prophesies the Lord.
原来神的圣者就是耶稣基督。
So indeed, the Holy One is Jesus Christ himself.
他来到世上为我们钉十字架。
He came onto this earth and died on the cross for us.
被埋在坟墓里面三天。
And he was buried in the tomb.
正常来说三天尸体就开始发臭了。
Normally, over 3 days, the body would start to decay.
坟墓里面呢。
In the tomb.
但是神让他复活。
But God allowed him to resurrect.
他不见朽坏。
He will not see corruption.
阴间也可以代表说这个离开神的啊，神的面的一个地方。
Sheol can also refer to a place that is away from God.
但是神没有把他丢弃在阴间啊，把他从死里复活。
But God did not put him into Hades.
神叫他从死里复活。
God allowed him to resurrect.
所以他不见朽坏。
So he will not see corruption.
哇，这个我们有多大的盼望啊！
So this is a great hope for us.
所以为什么基督徒的丧礼不是绝望的丧礼？
So this is why a funeral of a Christian is not a sorrowful one.
是一个等待复活的一个盼望。
It is one that is filled with hope.
所以你看，人生的一辈子所有的好处都在死亡那一天结束了。
So you can see all the benefit ends on the day of your death.
但是基督徒的好处才在死亡之后开始。
But for Christian, it starts on the day of your death.
因为我们会迎接永生。
Because we will come to accept eternity.
有这种盼望，有这种认识。
When we have this understanding and this hope,
我们怎么不会把信仰放第一位呢？
Why would we not emphasize on our faith?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们来改唱191首啊。
Let's change the hymn to 191.
191首。
191.
这首诗歌的是丧礼的时候常常唱。
This is hymn we often sing during funeral.
非常好，把人生讲得非常透彻。
This is a very meaningful hymn.
应该不要只有丧礼的时候才唱。
We should not only sing this during funeral.
应该平常都要唱。
We have to sing this regularly.
这样唱呢，我们的信仰就会提醒我们自己。
That way we can always remind ourselves.
也许有一天我们丧礼的时候，别人帮我们唱。
Whereas one day during our funeral, someone would sing this for us.
我们来唱191。
Let's sing 191.